Blog Talk Radio.
Dr. Bernard Johnson, and welcome to the First Fruits Worldwide Prayer and Praise Line. Oh, God has been so good, so awesomely good. And we praise Him for His goodness and His kindness. I want to go to Him in prayer this morning. You know, we serve the only true living God. Never sleeps nor slumbers. He's here right now. You hear our prayer. It's our prayers. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Heavenly Father, you know, I just feel so humbled just to even say your name and even come before you. Oh, if we've ever seen greatness, Lord, you are the greatest of the great. You are our hero.
Thank you.
We tell people all around the country, everywhere we go,
you.
That you are the reason that we're here. We love you, Lord. We praise you. Can't nobody do nothing like you. Yeah, nobody can heal. Nobody can save but you. We just the honor just to be called your children. Thank you so much for adopting us, allowing us to be a part of the royal family. Oh, God, we feel your royalty, the preferential treatment that you bring to us. We thank you. We dare not come to you without asking you to forgive us for all of our sins. John said in 1 John 1:8, if we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. Said in 1 John 1:10, if we say that we have not sinned, we make God a liar, and His word is not in us. But 1 John 1:9 says, if we confess our sins, you are faithful and just to forgive us. Lord, forgive us for all sins of commission, the things that we've done, and all sins of omission, the things that you told us to do that we haven't done yet. Ask for mercy that you would give us more time to do them. In the name of Jesus, help us to forgive those who trespass against us. I'm trying to get your line right so you can do miracles. We appreciate you and know that you're able to do exceeding abundantly above all we ask or even think. Lift every heavy burden, Lord. Lighten every heavy load. Give credence to the people to believe you on even a greater level. Lord, we come to you. Glorifying your holy name. Thank you for the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Thank you for God, your goodness and kindness. Thank you for the miracles that you bring. Thank you for sanctification. Thank you for your wisdom and knowledge. Thank you for the victory we have in.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
The inheritance is to be released, and for money being held up that will be released unto your people. Oh, money that we don't even know about. Thank you for your teaching and for your wisdom and knowledge.
Hallelujah.
It goes because you know everything. God, we thank you. Even when Jesus was on the earth, and the scribes and Pharisees tried to trick him, he knew all about it before they even got one inch. Thank you, because you know everything. Holy Ghost, you know everything. Thank you for canceling the enemy's assignments. You know all about those assignments. He's trying to launch. But thank you, because you turned it around. Let the curse be reversed.
Lord.
Thank you, Lord. I want to thank you for soothing the hearts of bereaved families everywhere. God, people who are hurting deep down inside. You've been there. You've been there before anybody got there. And you touched and helped in the name of Jesus. Thank you for every person on this line who has any chains. Because I know you're able to break every chain. Thank you. Break them, Lord. Yeah, I hear the chains falling. Thank you. Look on poor people everywhere who are economically strapped and depressed. Oh, God, help them in the name of Jesus. Supply their every need. God, thank you for your word in Psalms, I believe, 41.
Thank you, Lord.
That said, blessed are they that consider the poor. For you shall bless us if we even consider them. You shall even heal our bodies if we consider.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
It's on hurting people. Those who are bruised and wounded. Those who are brokenhearted. And the low and the lonely. Help the Lord. Raise them up in Jesus' name. I pray for miracles everywhere. Those who are working on jobs, I pray for new promotions. Oh, God, I pray for new raises. Those who are dissatisfied with their job, I pray for a better job. In the name of Jesus. Find the enemy everywhere. In the name of Jesus. And we thank you for everything. Just before I move this morning, I'm asking you to look on the senior saints. Touch them, God. Help them. The latter be better and greater than the beginning. In the name of Jesus, we pray. And thank you for all things. Such your holy name. Thank God. Amen and amen and amen and amen. And good morning to all of you. Good morning to you on the front line.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
God bless you, everybody on the prayer line. God has been so ultra awesome. That's something original. The Holy Ghost gave it to me when I said, Lord, you're so awesome. And the Holy Ghost said, don't call me awesome. I said, Lord, that must be the devil. No, not the devil. I said, well, why don't you want me to call you awesome, Lord? He said, because I heard you call another preacher awesome the other day. I heard you call another singer awesome. You don't ever put me same level that you put my creation on. I created men who would be preachers. I created women who would be singers and men who would be singers. And you're going to call them awesome and then turn back around and call me awesome? Uh-uh. Don't call me awesome. And I repented unto God. I said, God, I won't use that word awesome anymore. He said, oh, no, that's not what I'm trying to get you to do. Just don't put me on the level that you put my creation. I'm a jealous God. Here you put me on the same level as somebody I created. I'm sorry, Lord. I'm sorry. And I call you ultra awesome. That's above everything. That's fine. Call me ultra awesome. Call me the most awesome. But just don't call me what you call somebody else. That's why my name is God. You don't hear other folk who believe in me calling me God, do you? No, sir. No, sir. And don't call me the same thing as you call somebody else. And I've been calling him ultra awesome ever since. Oh, thank you, Jesus. He is ultra awesome. Above every living human being, above every inanimate thing, above everything. My. Oh, the things he's done for you, you ought to be calling him ultra awesome. When you know your name, if you even knew your name was on the list last night, God took it off. My God, he's ultra awesome. I want you to open up this morning, every person on this line. Amen. Don't be ashamed and don't wait on folk. But when I say praise check, I want to see what level your praise is on. That's something that God gave.
Hallelujah.
Him.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. God's been mighty good to you. Can you praise him now? 12 noon. and you praise him on Sunday morning at church, but can you praise him on a conference call, on a prayer line, at 6 a.m. in the morning? I tell you, he's going to praise him. Let's praise him right now. Praise check.
God bless you, Dr. Strada. I'm sorry, God bless you. Pastor Estrada. This is Sister Gina. Good to hear your voice this week.
And God bless you as well, Sister Gina. Good to hear your voice also.
Elder Estrada, this is Charlotte Gray, 816. Good to hear from you.
Charlotte Gray, God bless you as well. God bless each and every one of you. And thank God for you, Dr. Johnson, for allowing those shout-outs to go out to me this morning. I'm going to tell you, God answers the prayers of the righteous. And he has been guiding me back in this direction beyond belief. And I said to myself, God, once you have made the decision to guide me back where I need to be, God knows I'm going to listen. And I'm going to do what he has instructed me to do. So he has instructed me, and I want to say thank God for Geraldine Hughes, because every time she sees me, she actually saw me at church yesterday, and the first thing she said is, I expect to hear you on the prayer line in the morning. And when I looked her in the eyes and I said, I will be on the prayer line, I said to myself this morning, nothing is going to hold me back. Satan, you a lie. And I am here, and I'm truly thankful that I have had the opportunity to rise up to be on the prayer line once again this morning.
Oh, my God. Lord, are you on the line? Are you on the line, Sister Hughes?
Hey, I'm not seeing. Thank you.
My God. All right. Anybody else want to give a shout-out to Elder Pastor Strada? Amen. Anybody? All right.
Sister Lucille, Pastor Strada. Welcome back.
Wonderful.
God bless you.
Mr. Castile, praise the Lord. Pastor Strada, God bless you.
God bless you as well. Thank you.
Evangelist Gloria Ellington, welcome back.
Amen.
The Lord is watching. Area code 225.
This is Mother Johnson. I want to say I wouldn't trade you for a golden guinea.
That's Mother Johnson, boy. I ain't gonna never forget about Mother Johnson. She said, when I heard your voice, Pastor Strada, I thought you was 300 pounds.
Amazing. God bless you. God bless you.
God bless all
Welcome
of you.
God bless you.
Yes, Dolores Washington, Louisiana, area code 225. Blessings, favor, and increase to you, Pastor Strada. God bless.
Bless you.
Peace to you. And so many others, God bless you. Amen. We want to appreciate you. Holy Ghost said, give your number, Pastor Strada, so they can call you.
Absolutely. And I can be contacted at 224-795-7059. Keeping it simple, 224-795-7059. That is the number where I can be reached. And I appreciate it once again. God bless each and every one of you.
Somebody was getting that pen. I saw him in the spirit. Give it out again here. Just wait just a moment when I say this and give it out again. Let me tell you something. No weapon formed against this man shall prosper. And the Holy Spirit said, this, that every tongue shall rise up against him in judgment, the Lord shall condemn. Don't let your tongues rise up against him at all. You don't want the Lord to condemn it. Amen. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
All right, go ahead and give that phone number.
All right, it's 224-795-7059. 224-795-7059. And again, I thank God for you, Dr. Johnson. I will be going over and beyond what I am possible and capable of doing to be sure to get the prayer line back up and running each and every weekday morning on the GMAP Broadcast Network. So we just simply thank God. And we are currently being heard on over 56 countries now. So we just thank God for that opportunity, and we want to be able to share the love with them and the blessings. God bless you.
And the Lord is going to, let me tell you, anytime the enemy does something evil, the bottom line to it is the love of money. God must be getting ready to bless you financially. Because the devil wouldn't take time to do something to anybody unless there was the love of money involved. And I feel like blessings are on their way. I want everybody to check this out. Anytime the Lord gets ready to bountifully bless you, the enemy will come in like a flood. Why? Because there's a financial blessing. Why would you say that, Dr. Johnson? And I'm going to get off this real quickly because I got to teach on the Holy Ghost. I say that because God showed me that the kingdom of Satan, the foundation is made up out of the love of money. Everything he does is built on the love of money. Everything the devil does is built on the love of money. Well, prove it to me. Well, if you know the scripture, the love of money is the root to all evil. Who is all evil? What is all evil? Satan's kingdom. Satan, he's all evil. And it's the love of money is the root. In other words, the foundation. The foundation where everything comes from. It's the root. It is the foundation of all. It's Satan's foundation. Every time somebody has done something evil to you in your life, if you go back to when you were born, or if, as far as you can remember, if you go back there, every evil thing that has been done to you, if you trace it back, the root of it was about somebody loved money. Well, you say, no, I remember some things. It wasn't about money. Yes, it was. You just don't know what money is. Well, what is money? Money is power. That's what it is. Everything evil that's been done to you has been done because somebody was in love with power. Either you messed with their power or something happened. It was about power, I guarantee you. On your job, the reason why they came against you so vehemently, like a snake, is because it was about power. At church, the reason why they came against you is because you were new or something, and it looked like you were going to get the power. I'm telling you, everything that's ever been done to you evil is about power. And God's going to fix things for you. God bless you. I don't have time to teach on all that. I want to teach on the Holy Ghost this morning. If the Lord says the same,
Conference recording started.
I want to teach on the Holy Ghost this morning. I feel the Holy Ghost on the line. Amen. The Holy Ghost is on the line. Man, whatever you need, the Holy Ghost can do that for you. Just give me a few moments. I'm not going to get into it much. Why do you need the Holy Ghost? Because Acts 1:8 says, ye shall receive power after the Holy Ghost is come upon you. Listen, some of y'all have been saved for years. There have been bishops saved for years. They've never received the Holy Ghost. And they don't have no power. There have been superintendents and pastors and elders and many great women who have been saved for years. But they don't have any power. They'll receive power after the Holy Ghost has come up on you. Amen. They're good people, smart people. They know how to organize, and they know how to take their jurisdiction to this level and that level, but they don't really have any power. Listen to them preach. They got a good word, know how to say things, and got a lot of really fancy frills and everything, but they don't have. Oh, shut up, they. They don't have any power. Amen. You need the Holy Ghost, every person on this line. It will teach you all things, too. Amen. And teach you how to walk right, how to talk right, how to be kept. It's the keeper. It'll teach you how to be right, how to do right, how to say right, how to give right. The reason why you've been so stingy for years is because you ain't got the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost would have spoken to you by now. He spoke to you way, way, way back yonder. Told you how to give. If you would have had it, he would have spoken to you. That's what I'm saying. And evidently, you don't have it because the Holy Ghost is not a stingy person. Why would you say that? Because it would go totally against the Word of God. if the Holy Ghost was stingy. Give and it shall be given. He that soweth bountifully, that's him speaking. He that soweth bountifully shall reap bountifully. You wouldn't be so broke if you had followed the Holy Ghost. He knows where all the money is. Folk trying to find money and they up here preaching about what the Holy Ghost didn't say preach about, talking about money coming. He didn't tell you to preach that. He told you to preach about the soon coming King. He told you to preach gospel about Jesus going to the cross. He living on this earth, and Jesus lived on this earth, healed the sick and raised the dead, went to Calvary and died. See, that's where the power is in the gospel. Went to Calvary and died. The power is in the name of Jesus. And you hear preaching about all kind of money every time you get up. People are hurting deep inside. They need to hear about Jesus. They're hurting there. They're in a gully. They're in a valley. And they need to hear about Jesus. And Jesus saves from the guttermost to the uttermost. The Holy Ghost will lead you to give them the gospel. And see, the Holy Ghost knows where all the money. You're preaching about money, and the Holy Ghost knows where all the money is. Just get him. And if you need some money, he can show you where the money is and make a way out of no way and help you pay your bills and help you get debt free. All of that is in the Holy Ghost. You need the Holy Ghost. He's the one who holds your hand in the storm and the rain, who's there every test, through every test. He's the one to make a way out of no way. He's the one to lift the heavy burden and to lighten the heavy load. He does so many other things. He'll be your love, your joy, your hope, your peace, your shepherd, your leader, your guide. He'll be your teacher, your instructor. The Holy Ghost will be your wisdom and knowledge. He'll be your communion. He'll be your atonement and your Lord of Lords and your King of Kings. He'll be the best friend that you ever had. He'll walk with you. He'll talk with you. He'll be your sanctifier, your purifier, your satisfier, your beautifier, your Holy Ghost fire, your every kind of fire. Every time, he'll be there in every situation. You need the Holy Ghost. How do you get him? I'm going to give you five brief steps. I didn't get this off of TV. Didn't get this from nobody but the Holy Ghost. He gave me five steps. He said, if you give him this, he said, I will come in. I said, what are they, Lord? He said, first of all, tell the folks to decide that they want the Lord in their life. I didn't say that you want the Holy Ghost. I said that you want the Lord in your life. In other words, that you want to be saved. See, they got it like a science now. They come down to the altar. You get in their ears. They say, why are you coming? You want to be saved? Yes, I want to be saved. Well, let's get saved. Not now. I'm not ready to be saved now. They got it like a science. I want to be saved, but not now. That's the devil, if I heard the devil. That's one of his greatest.
You know what? I won't let me do it. Never mind. I won't buy it. I just called it in my conference. Trying to show up.